Welcome back to the On The Pulse podcast. We're the podcast team for this week. We'll be delivering you all this week's news and talking about all the articles that have been published on Galway Pulse. My name is Ella and I'm joined by...
James.
Ciara.
Connell.
So we're going to start with Ciara's examination of one of our housing pieces after Daft has published a new report.
Yeah. Daft.ie published their third quarter report and they showed that there was an increase by 10.5% on renting in Galway, and showing also that the average room in the city centre is now like 708 euro, like averagely. And it's just like crazy, yeah, the amount of money that like people end up spending like to actually live in Galway. And there within the report, they also appeal to the government to like ask them to actually give priority to the rental sector, because it's incredible like of such a small city like Galway could actually be so expensive.
Yeah. There was a good comment within that from a man called Ronan, who's an economist in Trinity College, and he was talking about, he was the one calling on the government to actually give priority to this kind of stuff. He was saying there's like a lot of focus on landlords and things. Obviously there's been a lot of talk about that in the current government, and yeah, just basically kind of calling on them to bring this down, because after Limerick, Galway's now the second highest jump in this year, and I think they said on average with everyone, people renting full houses as well, it's, the average is above 2,000 now for the first time ever. This is the highest rent has ever been in Galway, and it just keeps getting higher and higher.
That is crazy. Also the thing, yeah, that like in a student city like this, like we're like we don't have a job and we're not like fully employed, we have to end up paying so much to actually keep on studying here. Yeah. So it's definitely not like the best news.
I think as well, since like since we started college in first year, you could get a, you could rent a room for 400 euro. Just can't really do that anymore, like the prices are just astronomical. So it's just crazy how much it has changed in a couple of years, you know.
Yeah, it's interesting when you read the report to just see it all in writing. It's just, it's kind of scary, and it's happening in every city in the country, and also in a lot of rural towns and smaller places like Kilkenny,
and so
quickly. Yeah, seeing it all written out is scary. Yeah. Moving on then, we're going to talk about a human interest piece about a Ukrainian woman, and Connell's going to talk through that with us.
Yeah, so this is Jolene's piece on a Ukrainian woman called Olga. She moved to Castlebar initially, and she's in Galway now. So really emotive piece, very strong piece, quite inspiring as well. There's actually a nice quote down here as well. She calls, she says of Galway, "It's my tiny dream like a small Odessa." So that's quite nice as well.
As well, like the fact that like on the 19th of November it will be like 1,000 days since the start of the war in Ukraine. Really, like it shows how like times are moving fast, but like some people are still affected by these things, and it's nice to hear a story of like we're born.
She was really positive. That really struck me the whole way through it. There was a lot of optimism within it. She's really hopeful she'll get back to Ukraine.
Yeah,
and it's nice to see that Galway's provided such a nice home for her as well. She started off in Castlebar and she's always aimed to move here, and yeah, she's gotten work as an SNA and she's got a really nice life now here, but obviously she still misses home and it's still something to mark. Moving on from that, James is going to talk about a piece that was focusing on a comedian called Jarlath Regan.
Yeah, so our reporter Grace Hannah was talking with him earlier in the week about his new tour, kind of, and also like obviously a bit about his backstory, his life, and his love for podcasting, which is obviously, I think it's a big thing now, comedians having a podcast, which is like, it kind of helps them. It's less, it's more personal, I think, than like stand up, you know, performing on stage. And yeah, so a story, he started off as a graphic designer, and he studied in UCD, and he was he realized it wasn't for him basically, and he was, and like he just decided to go with kind of his gut, and he was go with his gut and go to everyone with like jokes and stuff and try, keep trying and trying. And it's a good, it's an inspirational kind of story as well. You know, you think comedy is just like, you know, people are just fall into it kind of and they're just like instantly successful, but like it takes a, it's like a, it's an art in itself, you know. It's like writing a song, you need to put it, develop it and put it together correctly. And he's in the Town Hall Theatre.
Yeah, I think it's 10th, 11th and 12th of December he'll be in the Town Hall Theatre. Yeah, I found the piece really interesting. It went way back. He seemed to be kind of an early days podcaster, and after a lot of trial and error with, yeah, like James was saying, sending in his jokes into like TV stations, it was cool to see. I think he said he, in his first podcast episode, went straight to number one. So he obviously has the knack for it. It's so interesting that he was just working in a field where that wouldn't have been utilised, and then he obviously seemed to find his calling.
Yeah, one of the three dates is sold out, but like make sure to check for tickets like on the 10th and on the 11th of December if you want to go and see him.
Yeah, it's made me want to listen to his podcast too. The article is really well written. It's very good.
I think it's important for comedians to have podcasts these days as well. It's a way for them to disseminate their humour. But yeah, like, we see all the top comedians at the moment, like in America, they all seem to have podcasts that are doing very well. So
yeah,
it's obviously quite important, you know.
Yeah, it's a completely different medium, I think, than performing live. Like, it has its own skill set, I think, and it's cool that they can adapt to do both of those things.
And it opens the door to a new audience that are, like, younger generations that listen to podcasts the whole time, like, when they're, like, going to school or they're, like, driving back home or things like that. So it's definitely, like,
it's a lot more accessible, too, because it's free. You don't have to pay for a ticket. But,
absolutely.
Yeah, so listen to our podcast. It's really good.
Yeah, support podcasts. And then moving on from that, I'm just going to talk a little bit about a movie review done by Kiara for the movie Small Things Like These, which I think everyone's talking about at the moment. Huge names in it, like Ben Affleck and Matt Damon, who produced it. I think we were saying Cillian Murphy, who's the star of it, he kind of proposed the idea to them to adapt the book by Claire Keegan, who's an Irish author. And yeah, I haven't seen the movie myself, but I've heard it's really emotive, really a lot of people are struggling through it. They think it's an amazing movie, but hard watch just because of the history, especially here in Galway with the mother and baby homes. It's very close to home in Tuam. So yeah, it leads by Cillian Murphy and Emily Watson, I think. Yeah, the two of them.
And the director, Tim Millens, actually did such a good job of, like, portraying, like, really what society looked like back in Ireland in those times. And I think he was very respectful of everything that happened, like, during those years. It was very well written, very well directed. And yes, it's definitely emotional, especially for people who actually, like, have a past, like, in their families of, like, people going through, like, the Magdalene Laundries or knowing somebody who was there. It's definitely, like, heartbreaking, but at the same time, it's good to have those movies bring about the topic once again, and everybody's talking about it, and it's nice to keep it, like...
Yeah, I'm hearing really good reviews of it. Yeah. I must go see it. I'd like to see it in Palace. You were saying you saw it there in Galway.
Yeah, Palace Cinema, and it was very good. That cinema, like, support local cinemas as well. That's
definitely
very important,
I think it's a good step. It's a good kind of change of pace for Cillian Murphy as well, stepping down from Oppenheimer, like a huge blockbuster. So it's good to see kind of an Irish focused film from him. Obviously huge money behind it, so I haven't seen it myself. Looking forward to seeing it now, though.
Yeah, I'm excited now. Yeah, Palace has a lot going on at the moment. They're doing a Christmas run called Naughty or Nice, and they're putting on lots of old and new Christmas movies. One really good movie, have any of you seen The Holdovers that came out last year?
Yeah,
I think it's going to be a new kind of classic one. Yeah, I think we'll all come back to. It's lovely. And then there's lots of really nice old ones. And
I think,
like,
they have a very nice mix. They put together a very nice mix. They don't have, like, only, like, Christmas related movies, but it's movies that everyone would want to see in a cinema and in a theatre. It's just so nice.
It's definitely thought through, like we were just saying, they're playing When Harry Met Sally on New Year's Eve, because it's set then.
There's definitely something for everyone.
Like,
everyone is going to find their movie to go to, and just check their schedule on their website and you'll find something for you, like, I'm sure of it.
Then moving over, we're just going to talk a little bit about Culvember. We're jumping back to that. Kiara wrote a piece about that a couple of weeks ago, and it was in the podcast as well. Just kind of a reminder to stay safe when swimming, because it's getting colder and colder now. And just, you can look at their own guidelines on Instagram, and it's linked within Kiara's article, isn't it?
Yes, it is. So go check that out, and also check their Instagram, because they always keep you up to date, like, with themes or, like, news if, like, maybe it's a bit, like, postponed or, like, it's been cancelled for, like, weather reasons or other reasons. But do remember to stay safe. It's very important. We're halfway through and so many people have joined so far, but, like, do remember that it's a bit dangerous out there in the water.
The sea's a dangerous place.
They're
trying to raise €20,000 by the end of the month, and I believe they will, but they're currently at €5,937 if you want to donate. It's a great cause, and it is so much fun. You can, even if you just go one day in the whole month, Christmas Day, actually, college Christmas was this week, and that's always a big day, so it was lovely. It was really nice and calm and nice Christmas music, and it's just a really nice way to see people in the winter months. And now, just moving on to sports, James and Connell are going to cover some of that.
Okay, so we'll start with the Gaelic football. Despite Cara Finn's exit from the Senior Connacht Championship, there is still plenty of action for the Galway teams. First off, St. Michael's are playing tomorrow in McHale Park against Cross Malina, the Mayo champions, for a place in the final for the Connacht Club Championship. So it's a big one. Obviously, they're a city team, and obviously they're already got up to senior, which is probably their goal, like, to get to the highest level. And then also we have in the junior Connacht semi-final, we have Carrow playing Kilcommon, and so that's in Tuam Stadium at 1:30. So it's kind of two big games still for Galway teams that you can see. It won't be on TV, of course, but it'll still be something that you can go and watch.
Yeah.
Who do you think? Do you think they both have got a good chance, Colin?
Yeah, I think Cross Mullaney are looking pretty good as well. Mm-hmm. They've Jordan Flynn, a few Mayo players. Mm-hmm. But look, Michaels will be strong. Good to see a City team doing well.
Yeah,
you know,
besides obviously Salt Hill,
exactly,
which is the usual.
Yeah. But no, yeah, it's going to be an interesting game. I think probably back Cross Mullaney just being from Mayo. But
yeah, like the Mayo teams are always strong. It's always Galway and Mayo. It's the rivalry, even at club level. It's kind of like, you know, there's a bit more to it, you know. And then Carrow as well. My local club obviously lost to them earlier in the year, so I might be a bit biased, but like I still think they are a really strong team because they obviously came for the last two years they've came from senior down to junior, so they're obviously a lot better than what their level, like the junior level, in fairness, and like, so I think they could go through the All Ireland series. I think they could win it all. Like,
yeah, I think all clubs are always traditionally very strong as well, so it'll be interesting to see how they go. Definitely, yeah.
Mm. And then the rugby.
Ireland are playing Argentina. So Bundy is out. I suppose that's the big news. Don't actually quite know why. I'd say it's a performance thing. He didn't have his best game the last day. I don't think it's related to injury. But in good news, I suppose Mac Hansen and Beelum have retained their places. So it'll be interesting to see. Also, Santi Cordero, who plays for Connacht, is dropped out of the Argentina squad. So I suppose not as many Connacht players as we'd like to see, but look, it's going to be an interesting game. I think it's important that Ireland bounce back from last week. I think Ireland will get the win, but I think it's a big game for Andy Farrell.
It's a tough, yeah, especially after it wasn't their greatest performance against the All Blacks. So Argentina are a tough team. They're always there.
Yeah, look, they knocked off. I think they've beaten every team in the Rugby Championship this year. Like, they beat South Africa, New Zealand, and Australia. So they're going to be really tough. Mm-hmm. And if they bring their A game, I think Ireland could be up against it. But hopefully, we'll see an Ireland win.
Yeah, and then we have a Connacht game. They're on a break now, of course, with the international rugby. So they're playing in 2 weeks' time against. Yeah. The Bulls,
yeah, so that'll be a really tough game. Bulls are very strong side physically, so I think that's always the question with Connacht, is if they can front up physically, they'll have a good chance in any game. But yeah, look at it, we're going into the new block of games. There's been a big break there, so they really need to hit the ground running. And yeah, hopefully they'll do that now. But yeah, it'll be interesting to see. That's a big test to start off that block, you know.
Yeah, so this will be the last podcast for our class for this semester and for the year.
We hope you enjoyed.
Yeah, we hope you enjoyed all the different episodes.
As much as we did, yeah.
Yeah.
And keeping up on the polls.
Yeah. So it's just a reminder to vote on the 29th of November. That's coming up soon after we finish up this.
It's very important, guys.
Yeah.
So just remember
and to just
do that.
Research as well. Like, look around. Don't just...
Definitely.
Just, like, vote for someone who you, like, actually believe in, you know. Don't just, like, follow crowds,
you
know.
Yeah, it's a lot of our first time voting in our class. We were talking about it the last day. And it's hard to know who to vote for or what you think.
Especially
or
when you're
what
younger,
you believe.
You kinda,
yeah. First time around. But, yeah, really important. So we're just advising you to do that.
Yeah.
And, yeah, thank you for listening.
Stay on the pulse.
Yeah, stay on the pulse. That's all from us.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.